writers are real. They're real. They don't need interpreted, but they're weird horses. They're weird writers. They're not like an American Western. They're weird. They're supernatural. They are an army. They are something out of a science fiction movie. And you may say, I've never seen anything like this. That's exactly the point. It's just like the locusts. You haven't seen anything like these locusts with human faces and the hair of women and the tail, and they fly. You've never seen anything like that. And they sting with their tails. They sting with their tails. They have tails like scorpions' tails. So likewise, you have never seen anything like this. People are trying to make this match. People at all these end time websites are trying to make the figure out what this could be in the natural world. And that's the problem. They're thinking inside of the box of what they know. And they're not thinking that we're entering a time period the likes of which has never come. And we're going to see things that have never been seen before. When the river turned to blood in Egypt, that had never been seen before. And if somebody had prophesied to you that the river's going to turn to blood, you would be interpreting that. Well, I wonder what it means by blood. Well, let's go to this passage in Genesis where blood is used. And see, let's see. Cain shed Abel's blood. Abel was Abel. So that means it just goes on and on. You interpret it. But it's just because we're not familiar with it. And that's what the shock. Sorry, I'm getting excited. I'm knocking my microphone. Sorry about that. Gave you a heart attack. That's the shock, but good. No, I don't want to give you a heart attack. But the shock for me when I was sitting on that park bench in Mansfield, Ohio, the shock was the realization that I myself had been thinking in the box. I myself had been trying to interpret this. I remember a day when I interpreted the locusts as viruses. I said, maybe John's like looking through a microscope. You know how it is when you see the crazy bugs, the parasites that live on us through a microscope. They look like monsters. So John's looking at monsters. Maybe that's what this is. This is just like a virus that kills mankind. But it's explain what it is. It's a supernatural, weird, I tell you, amalgamation of rider and horse. But again, and the riders may very well be creatures. You know what? Who saw a spirit that looked like a frog? That's in the unveiling. I forget where it is. Spirit looked like a frog. I mean, it's going to be so bizarre. You can't even imagine. Have you ever seen? This reminds me. Have you ever seen pictures of those creatures at the bottom of the ocean? And they look like weirdo things. They have like antennas coming out of their heads and they have lights at the ends. And they're just ridiculous. And it's like God was just used spare parts that he had from other animals and he put them together and made these weird creatures that nobody ever sees. It's like God was playing around and said, oh, okay, what do we have left here? Oh, we have to make creatures that crawl in the bottom of the sea 5 miles down in the Marianas Trench that people won't even discover until the year 1992. Okay, well, let's make this fun. And so he puts together this hideous thing. How many hideous things have we seen in nature by a microscope or by putting a light down in the Marianas Trench? And so these creatures are going to be like that. That if we saw photographs of them today, we would pee ourselves. You understand that? Do you understand that? Do not look for the status quo anymore when the sixth messenger trumpets. You're not getting the status quo when the locusts come out of the submerged chaos. The horses are real. The riders are real. Now, we're comparing them with the locusts in a way. I just did. The bizarreness of it. The singularity of it. The creepiness of it. The locusts came from beneath. And These creatures also come from beneath, and apparently there's sulfur under the earth. We have the nice little layer of soil where we grow corn and beets and radishes and cabbages. but underneath that is sulfur. It's noxious. It's poisonous. And we're looking at the submerged chaos. We talked about that before. Who knows anything about that? Except there's a lot of stuff under the earth we don't know about. We think we drill so far down. I think our well back in Greenwich, Ohio was like, it's 52 feet? You think that's deep? The oil companies go down like a mile or something. I don't know. But I don't care how far you go down. There's a layer we don't know about. Just like in space, you look up and you see the black and you think, oh, there's space. Oh, no, there's a layer we don't know about. We have not probed deep enough or high enough. So this infliction, like the locust, comes from the neighborhood of the submerged chaos. This is what's said of the horsemen. Not much except this. They are covered with a coat of mail, with armor, that is impenetrable to human attack. How could that be? I can't figure that out, so we have to spiritualize this. It doesn't matter if you cannot figure it out. That does not matter one bit. Because you would think, okay, you just send a missile into the heart of these stupid horsemen, and their little armor is going to be no match for it. Well, guess what? It's not going to work against these things. I don't care if you can't figure out, that doesn't matter. I can't figure it out. I don't care if you can't figure it out. It has nothing to do with anything. It's simply the way it's going to be. Because this is a new thing. It's a new thing. Whatever they're wrapped with is fatal to anybody who comes near it. And nothing can penetrate it. I don't know how it can be. I would think you just knock them off with like a submarine type missile. Or send one of those ground-to-air missiles, except send it horizontally. Don't shoot it up in the air, shoot it vertically, shoot it horizontally, like you would at a sub, only do it on ground level. That would make an impression. That'd be worse than a cannonball. Or just take a cannon from the Civil War, put a ball in it, and shoot it at them. Surely that will destroy them. You're not thinking clearly. You're not considering the stupidity of God here that's going to confound human contrivance. Speaking of human contrivance, I don't mean to laugh. The ingenuity of humanity has exhausted itself in trying to figure out new ways of killing people, of harming things. The latest and greatest missiles we probably don't even know about because they're top secret. Probably the top secret methods of killing people is years ahead of what we now know. But I don't care what it is. No weapon can even wound these beings. And there's a lethal gas that comes for them. Go ahead and laugh. A lethal gas. You're going to see from your celestial vantage point. You're not going to be on Earth. And there's flames, which they project. And when you think of flame, you're probably thinking of your grill. Or you're thinking of a flamethrower. I guarantee you're not thinking correctly about this army of God that has been being prepared for millennia. Don't you think it's going to work? They don't care. It bounces off of them. I know it sounds like a crazy movie, but there's no movie been scripted or produced yet that could imitate this. Why horses? Remember, they're not horses as you know them. But horses were used almost exclusively in the East and in scriptural days for purposes of war, military purposes. Horses were for wars. They weren't for barrel jumping. They didn't have a Kentucky Derby or their version of it. The Caesarea Derby or the Nazareth Derby. They didn't have horse races. They were instruments, if you will, of war. Just like the four horsemen we discussed earlier in the unveiling. War. War on humanity. A horse, remember, the horsemen are coming against the wild beast. Or should I say more specifically, the religions that are headed by the wild beast. It's one religion, but the four religions are still recognizable, but they're under one head. And we know that the four religions were described as wild beasts, the lioness, the leopardess, the she-bear, and the monstrous. A regular horse would be afraid of any of these. Right? I know that. Horses are killed by lions, by leopardesses, all these things. Bears, bear can take a horse. A horse doesn't have claws, it's got hoofs. You ever seen a horse tear something to death with a hoof? No, I've never seen it. So these horses have the heads of lions. Did you notice that in John's vision? The head of lions. So the head of a lion. Each one has the head of a lion. So it's being specifically equipped as a wild beast to deal with other things that are as wild beasts. So there's going to be a no contest here. This is not a suspenseful thing where I wonder if the horse is going to kill the lion. I wonder the horses have heads of lions, which means they're bizarre, and these other beasts are going to go running in front of it, before it. So the bear, the lion, the leopard, and the nondescript beast that represent the four religions that this host is going after are confronted with the lion-headed horses belching forth flames and the fumes of death. And these fumes of death, it is also appropriate. Sulfur is appropriate. But I'm going to save that for Monday. On Monday, we're going to see a correlation between what these horses exude or belch, as A. E. Knox says here. We're going to see a parallel between that and what the religions exude and belch forth. It is almost as if they're getting a taste of their own medicine here. It's a physical destruction that is coming on the heels of a spiritual destruction, because the religions of today, the popular religions, have spiritually destroyed people's souls. They have caused people to die of worry, of fear, of dread of what is going to happen to them after they die. These religions that have caused so much misery are going to have misery caused to them, and they're going to be wiped from the face of the earth.